Welcome back, friends. We left off with the miracle of that led to her beatification. So let's take a look at the ceremony on where John Paul is going to comment on Mother's Day in 1994, the year of the family. John Paul beatified Gianna Beretta Mull in the presence of her husband, siblings, and children. And he proposed her as a model for all mothers, saying, "A woman of exceptional love, an outstanding wife and mother, she gave witness in her daily life to the demanding values of the gospel. By holding up this woman as an exemplar of Christian perfection, we would like to extol all those high-spirited mothers of families who give themselves completely to their family, who suffer in giving birth, who are prepared for every labor and every kind of sacrifice, so that the best they have can be given to others. Gianna's daughter, Gianna Emanuela, herself a medical doctor, gave the following testimony at Maracana Stadium in Brazil during the second international celebration of the family, 1997. "Dear Mom, thank you for having given me life two times, when you conceived me and when you permitted me to be born. My life seeks to be the natural continuation of your life, of your joy of living, of your enthusiasm, and it finds its full meaning in the engagement and dedication to whoever lives in suffering. Dear Mom, intercede always for all mothers and all families who turn to you and entrust themselves to you." Reportedly, her words brought tears to the eyes of John Paul II, and they brought my tears to mine. A second miracle was needed for her to be elevated to sainthood. A case came to the postulation's attention from Franca, Brazil, which promoted a diocesan investigation from the 31st of May to the 1st of August, 2001. The closure of this investigation saw documents sent to the CCS who validated the process. I'm sorry, my friends. I don't see where the miracle was. I just have the documentation and dates, but what is it? I don't know. At an ordinary consistory, sorry. So she was proclaimed as a saint of the Roman Catholic Church. Let's see, where in the world did I get that? I committed the sin of Wikipedia.
Yes.
Mea culpa, mea culpa. That's the problem, right? Because that's the problem. So exhort. All right. So I'll stop there, and then we can have an exhortation.
Right. Sounds like a good idea. Yeah, because I do remember that there was a miracle. I don't remember what it was.
I don't remember where it was, and so we'll see what we can do. Or that could be homework, my friends. You can use the internet too. So exhortation. Sanctity in and of itself is really a bar too high for us alone to achieve. Matthew 7:13, our Lord's real clear. "Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few." But then our Lord also said, Matthew 19:26, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible, even accepting an untimely and painful death and of achieving a Catholic marriage."
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, people think that the hard thing is not worth doing, but really it's the only thing worth doing.
That's right.
Yeah, and what is really sorrowful is that so many people now are encouraged to give up on marriage far too early before they have, you know, it'd be like planting a vineyard and burning it down before the first fruits show. You know, and that's really what we've done is we're burning down grace. People have to be willing to endure some difficulties to forge paths. It's hard to create a marriage in a secular world because people are always against you. But the church, our God Himself, you know, our Lord, raised this holy state to a sacrament. And because He has done that, you know, I love that element in the prayer of marriage where it says it's one of the only graces that Adam and Eve received that was not lost as a result of original sin. That this state is so holy a state, and that it is directly willed by God that man and woman should be able to come together to become one flesh, so that neither one of them might boast, but also so that each one of them recognizes the need for the other. And I do hope that these any young moms who are listening to this will take to heart those lessons, that these holy men and women are there, that they are friends, that they are intercessors, and that when we have recourse to them and to their prayers in heaven, they do grow in joy, they do grow in glory, they do grow in stature. Because our Lord can't be outdone in generosity. So when they bestow blessings upon us, blessings are bestowed upon them.
Indeed, indeed. All right, my friends, we'll take up, God willing, in the next set of episodes, tips and tricks for the rest of us. Till then, my friends, vides eratio.